We did Simrish Be'al, we did the Sif, which is one Sif long. We have to the Mishnah Berurah still. So Ma'akhir, so the minhag was to be Ma'akhir to come to Shul later than during the weekdays. Because the Pasuk says, during the weekdays it says, but Ba'akhir Mashabbos, it says Be'er Mashabbos. Kamokam Sikhim Zor Shalalabras Man Kriyashma, but it should not daven in such a way that you're going to miss Man Kriyashma. Rashi Masha Shagam Bashabbos Mitzel and Ma'akhir Likra Kriyashma Kibasikin. The new Pasikin applies on Shabbos as well. We did this. We did Beis. We did Gimel. We did Dalet. Okay, we did the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Fine. Simulation by Beis. Kriyas HaTorah b'mafter b'Shabbos. Matzin Sefer Torah b'karn by Shiva. So the law is that on Shabbos you can do hosafos. They have to at least seven. Who did miyamtiv mutal hosav al minyan akruim? Comes the Rambam. The Rambam says that a yamtiv also yamtiv you lay in five, you can be moisiv onto the five. V'yeshamim the miyamtiv ein lo hosav b'chein nogu b'minyan aseilu. Some say no, the yamtiv you can't add. And that's our minhag ben bab simple start from Stephen Harvey. Gamma ko yom tov ein maftir minyan akriyim kill come on. And the maftir is not one of the five. But see, it's like Mishabura Aleph. Yeshama brich shmei b'psichas aron. You say brich shmei b'psichas aron. Bein b'shabbos ubein b'chol. You say that. And Shabbos as well. Fine. The lashon of the Zohar just interesting. Is when the person's taking out the Sefer Torah. So the person should say this tefillah of Brich Shmei, the lashon of the Zohar. Brich Shmei is from a Zohar. So it's the lashon pasha sounds like as you're actually physically moving the Sefer Torah is the appropriate time to say Brich Shmei. Right, the Mishabura said it. Mishabura said it. The Kiddush over here saying it b'Shabbos is because on Shabbos you're making bakashas in lashon Aramaic. So we're saying that even since it said it's not even each person is saying it, it's said as part of a tzibur, so you can say it lashon Rabbis. So the person is always hold the Sefer Torah on the right side, even if a person doesn't eat there. Okay.
Ordinarily, you can't say.
You don't say bakashos. In general, we usually you don't say bakashos in Aramaic. In general, we don't say bakashos in Aramaic unless it's betzibur. Tefillos which are for bakashos should not be Aramaic because the Gemara says that the Malachi Ashoras are they don't help the tefillos of Aramaic go in. A person should not be Mavakish in Aramaic because the Melachim won't help it go in. And Betzibur doesn't have that problem. The current by Shiva, you count, you lay in seven people lane. So, what would you say from?
You said it's a Chiddush, Rich Shmei said even in Shabbos.
In general, there's an element of Bakasha in it, which in Shabbos generally we limit Bakashas. And then there's another problem, the fact that it's in Aramaic, which we address by the fact that it's Dan B'Tzibur. Okay. He took on a kaduma from Moshe Rabbeinu to Bashalom and dinner kriyas Torah on Shabbos was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, but she caused him to come. Hey, I'm Shem Shabur. Kriyas Torah. Shiva of seven people. He was man of Mishnah Hayaminig Sharishan Shabakrim Hayimavarech Abracha Lefaneha. The original minig was that the first one who lanes, the first aliyah, said the bracha rishonu, and the last one who lanes said the bracha achronu. Himself kulam hayotzim bebrachosim, and the middle people were yotzim with the brachas of those two people. Achach b'zman haGemara, hiskinu shikolech yivorech lefanei lachreya kimosh nogu hayam. And then the Gemara says that the problem was the people would come in later. People would leave early would not know that they were saying both brachas. So therefore they made it the kind of each that each oila says both brachas. I'm not sure why the Mishabura felt the need to point that out over here. Right. If you want to be moitzev, you could. There's even the Gemara says the Mishnah says you can be Moisif. That was Bisman Chazal, where the middle people were not making any brachas. So you're not adding any extra brachas which are not necessary by being Moisif in the Kruyim. But Bisman is there that once the Gemara made the Takana, each person made makes his own bracha. So now we could argue that it's not appropriate that you should add on extra kriyim above and beyond the ikur din because you're adding on brachas which are not necessary. So therefore, it's not kedai lehoisip the harvest of brachas. It's not appropriate to do that. So Magaram brings this shita. In a case where you have multiple people that you need to give a cover to, you need to be moist in order to do so. So the cover of Rias elements, it's not a bracha batala, it's a bracha shen and tzricha. Well, that would be the argument. Now that they're supposed to make the bracha, they make the bracha. Elamai, why are you doing it? Because you're being marav b'shalom, whatever it is, like giving all the appropriate people. You're giving, making sure that the shalom, and nobody will have tainas, etc. Okay, so if you want to be moisim, you can be moisim. Menachem shalom hoisim harbim minay tarach tiber. But to add a lot of people, that's a tircha. Umalkam sheish lochish the tarumus. That which I say you shouldn't be moist because if you're worried about this, people have tarumas, it's kedai to remove the tarumas by being moist, even though it's a little bit of a tirch on the tzibur. I guess you have a tzibur which you can assume that everybody agrees it's agreeable to it, it would be the same thing. In the case where it's a double parsha, Yeshlikrois Minyan Chatzi Kriyim Miyashiva B'chol Sidra, you need to split it up equally between the two parshas, which means you lay three in the first Sidra, three in the last Sidra, and the person who gets Revi straddles both parshas. The Haino Shakara L'Revi Ksas Miyaseder Rishon Miyaseder Sheni Shlosh Psukim Al Kabani. He reads part of the first Sedra, part of the first parsha, and at least you psukim in the second parsha. I saw the car, you can't be moisif.
Psukim in the second parsha,
three psukim. So all those suffers will be in the second parsha. So it comes out the second parsha gets more aliyahs than the first parsha. You lay in three aliyahs in the first parsha. The Revi straddles both parshas, and then you add on Hoysof in the one. You add an Achron in the second parsha, ends up with three aliyahs over here, four aliyahs over there. One guy, one person who lays into both. So that doesn't bother us because that's not chiyah min adin. So that's not a problem. I once davened, one time in my life I davened in the Bell's shul in Yerushalayim. So the other minhag is they do a sofer. Every three psukim is an aliyah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the bells minyan, the big bells of shul on Shabbos, every three psukim is an aliyah. Because this way they're able to, you know, there's so many people daven there. There's 2,000 people daven there in the Shabbos.
In order to ever get
an aliyah, so they do. By daven there, it was part of Baharbachu Kersai. So they had to do Revi, had to be in the middle of the head of straddle both parshias, so they couldn't do any yourself as a Bihar. So then they did Revi into Bechukar. So then you can't do any yourself as during the Teichuk. So they started doing herself as only by the last capital. They started doing herself as everything Sukkim. So what
were they doing? A short Shabbos.
What
were they doing? A short Shabbos.
The Chassidim don't worry about time. So
where is the bells?
Yerushalayim. Okay. So somebody pointed out to me that I was there it was a lucky Shabbos that I was there, that there was very, very limited time for Hesophis. Otherwise, they could have had the whole parsha like Nosso, you get a lot of aliyahs in there. So you're not supposed to be Mosif, because since it's unique that it's Yom Tov and not Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. Yom Tov is supposed to be five, and not the same as Shabbos, which is more. If Yom Tov is Shabbos, that doesn't take away from the ability of Mosif. A regular Shabbos, the Kibbushil from the Tosef Bakedusha Yom Tov Nigra Mimena Hamayla the Shar Shabbos is not. It's not worse than other Shabbos. It's better. Achish Shachayim Kippur Biyom Shabbos. The Tosef Bakedusha Shal Hoisev Al Shiva Shum Shabbos Yiparshis Mechubanim Shum Siyamim Baimim Bimila De Kapora. And Yom Kippur specifically, it's better not to do his Shabbos, because very specifically the places where they ended the Aliyahs was all in Yom of Kippur. Each Aliyah ended with Kippur Badoi, Kippur Badoi, etc. There was always Kippur Badoi Ba'Adam, Kippur Kippur Lechem, Kippur Tereskem. Each one of them ends with Yom of Kippur. So it's better not to be Moisev. And even that, the Mishabura said later on in Yom Kippur, if the people are giving money for tzedakah, and by giving a selfless, you'll get more money to tzedakah, so it's definitely kedai to do it. Vatzim with the Torah, the Chesh Yizka, Kolecha, Likra, Matara, Be'esi, Matara, Ukmi Adina, Kerebe, Poistim, Shmetzirim, Lahoisi, Be'yamtiv. So in order that everybody should have an opportunity to get an Aliyah on that day, they should have that school. It's a cover to the Torah. They should do so. So therefore, they put it back on the Iker Din that you could be Moisev. The Maftirim are not part of the calculation of the seven or five, whatever it is. Maftirim. Let's learn the Maftikar Parsha b'tnei atzav b'chavos hayom. But the Maestro, you're having another person getting an Aliyah. So how does that work? How do we do it that it's five and then he does a separate Kriya? Because you want to be Moisef. So we see from that the Ikir then is you want to be Moisef.
What, Maftar?
Yeah.
Of course you have Maftar and
Beis mutar likrois arlem harbe al bishakar zeh mashakar zeh b'chayes mavorach ein b'kachlum. So the mecharbe says that you can have the second arla read the same thing as the first arla read, and that's not a problem. Even though he's making a bracha, it's not a problem. But yeshua, the Ramos says no. Okay, nogam and then it's elu chutz min simchas Torah shenogu the harbes b'kriya menogu kesor rishon. That we rely that the people are letting over the same parshiyos again and again, it's not a problem. Okay, emikach klum test. We come walk in early minyan. Moshe Hoisim Bachalpachos Shnei Pesukim Al Masha Korishin does the Eved Erlo the Minyan Kamashakosu Besav Siman Kuflam and Zayin. If the second person reads the same thing that the first person read, he does not count as a separate erlum in regards to the having the seven erlum, unless he learned two psukim more. That they lay over the parsha for there was a minig that they would lay over the parsha for multiple kriyim. We don't do that. We do that. The people laid over the same thing.
By Sfaradim, they repeat, right? When they give the kids, they repeat at the end.
And according to the Mechaber, you could, right? Yeah, right. The Mechaber says, Emekakulim, it's not a problem. Okay, Gimel. Hakol Olam Leminyan Shiva. The people getting aliyahs for counting towards the seven aliyahs includes Afilo Isha, Vikatan Shidei Lemim Avorkin. So Mikra then a woman or a katan with who's reached age of chinuch can count as one of the seven kruyim. Abul Amru Chachamim Isha Lo Sikra B'tzibur Mekavat Hashtzibur. But the Gemara says that a woman should not lay B'tzibur because of Kavat Hashtzibur. So the Ramav Elu Davka Mitzar from the Minyan Akriyim. Abul Oshiyu Kulam Nashim Oiketanim. So the Mitzar, if you have men, you can add in a woman as well, but you can't have Elias just all women. Within Abul Kanani Kedinisha. He's considered his chayav mitzvah like a woman, so he would have a din of a woman for this purposes. Avli me'imo me'yisrael mutzal alois. So I'm not sure what I mean. Avli me'imo is even me'yisrael. He's not ever Kanani anymore. It means if an ever Kanani would be born on a Jewish woman, so the child is miyuchas after the woman, so he's not ever Kanani anymore. Fine. Vasalikras berosh megula. So a person has to have something in his head. Maybe these are the Chris Amorth Nichbud Usher. We got the Chris Amorth Nichbud Usher. We got a Lador Lifnei Tamil Chacham. Came to Bezoy the Tamil Chacham, Rakhav the Tarish, Miss Kabetis, Bradoshim Gedalim. This is a well known individual. So he means Galador not in the sense of learning of Torah, but he's Galador, he's a well-known leader, etc. So that's covered to the Torah that such a person should get an aliyah. Mam zemut alav lesa sefer Torah, v'ayim liyel v'sim en kuflam avav, miseder akri. Minyan Shiva. Avalo the Minyan Shloish, the Magen Rambam says that you cannot count the woman towards the three that you need during the weekdays. Brother Shabbos Kosev, who are dealing the Minyan Arba, v'chamisha, shisha, shesh, v'shkodesh, v'yam tavir, v'yam kipurim, gam k'nein ho'ayla. So on that which you need four on Rosh Chodesh, or five on Yom Tov, or six on Yom Kippur, you cannot use an Isha or a Katan. But for the seven for Shabbos, you could. A Katan. Vav im ein sham kain el Katan. So according to this, if the only kain you have there is a kain, it's a Katan. So according to this, so you would call up the kain, teemily is the first Eilat, you would call him up, the Katan, as a kain. That's not going to rum. The ain't on the mechiyam on the kroiso. The mitzvah said the mechidash to the nemer al kain katan to haksiv kies lechem al kechol who makriv b'katan labar avodahu. So the chiyav of mechidash to give him he should be the rishon, which is why we give the kain first, is tied into the din of lechem al kechol who makriv, which doesn't apply to a katan, and therefore there's no chiyav mechidash to a katan. So if you look at the Sharatzian, he brings from Kibeger, asks the Kasha, he's doing this, to Balmum, Mitzvah Kasha, Kedisim, Sifra, Balmagav Shein, Roy, Gamkin, Lavoid. So that which the Magen Rambam is arguing that the Pasuk of Kiddush Toi, because it's Lachem Lachach, Umakri, means he has to be practically able to do the Avoidah. is not true, because the Kohen Ba'amum cannot do that, but he still, the Sifri says he's, there's a chiyuv of giving him mikidashtra, giving him kavod. So a Kohen Katan as well would be the same thing. So our minig is not to give to the katan, our minig is to give to a gadol. And so if there's no kohen, you would give yourself a bim kohen. Furthermore, shein karen katan klal shum aliyah. We don't give a katan any aliyah. Even though the seven krim have been completed, el the mafter. The only time we give a katan aliyah is mafter. The other time that we give a katan aliyah is in some chesar. Some people have a minute to give katanim aliyahs. Because we're going to run the shame is the tzayfer and the shanoshim. Abishain Khyabis Lov Talmatara, Kamakam Khyabis Lishmar Kriyas Safer Khanashim. They behave to hear Kriya. Vain Nagas Lizarbaz, the Magram says that the Minig is not to be careful with this din. Arabi Yesh, Ukamish Nagas, Chanoshim, Lotse, Schutz, basic Kriya. They don't even stay in. Some of the Minig they would have to go out. Which sounds like a strange. Minig, so the Moshe Dishon, they suggest that that Rabbi Yasser suggested that they didn't understand the Kriya. So the inyan of listening to the Kriya is because you would mekayim Talmud Torah, some element of Talmud Torah by listening to the Kriya. They didn't understand it, so they would step out because there was no reason for inyan for them to stay in Menachanami, a place where. A woman who understands, then this minhag would not apply. So a katan can get an aliyah if he knows to who he's making the bracha. The shdei the mimi vorkim. We call malkim ein yochel liyos mi makris olim. The hainu shehu yikra we call rom b'sefer Torah olim amru achra b'lachash. That which we do, what we call the balkare, that the person lanes and the oila reads along with him quietly. So the katan cannot be that person, because he's being mitzi the tzir, which he can't do. Chol tzir yu yotzim al yerech wasn b'shmiyam imenu at shiyav shtei saris. We have to wait till he's an adult. So he pointed out before that there's more as a chazaka that if a child reaches the age of halachic maturity, we assume he has physical maturity, at least for the rabbanans. And this is kriyas tars of the rabbanan. Come welcome, because ain't shom kari acher. He's bantal kriyas legamri. There's nobody else who knows how to land except for a cotton. Besides, from a garden, there's a yosh lahakab of a filo im loy havish adan shay saris. Kim there came was creates a terror, make all gum came shas at hak. So, from a garden is masupik, but there came is lochal maiso. The only person who knows how to land is a cotton, so he can land even though he's not bar mitzvah yet. I think once that when you have one of these riddles that they have, how is it possible that for a katan, to lane? I remember when this was the question, one of these riddles was this case. And where's the case that you would have a katan who was laning? Too much of the tzibur when according to the shita that you could do that. Okay, so the halacha is you cannot make kulam nashim or katanim. Yudal or Rubim, even if Roy would be Noshim, it's also not acceptable. A case of an Ebekhtan, even Mesel, the odds have really Yisomahalya, Machai Bechalamitzis. So you can't lay in Rosh Magulo. I know, I feel like a cotton. So even though he's a cotton, which would be normal for them to maybe go without their head covered, but you cannot. It's not covered of the Torah to lay as such. Then Shabbat of Kriyam was always a Ksefer Megulim. He's dressed in such a way that he's not covered appropriately. Also, the Kriyash of the Torah. Imo Yisakatan, which maybe for a katan would not be considered so inappropriate, it's still inappropriate for the Kriyash of the Torah. Yeah. Mutalalus, and we said the last one was that that a mamzer can get an aliyah. Jew chayav kol mitzvos shabbat Torah kashar yish v'yisrael. He's a regular Jew. I mean, he's chayav kol mitzvos. So why can't he? Okay.
Why is the Rama mentioning the whole role of economy here? So. When we talked about a guy, we didn't talk about Nebuchadnezzar. Suddenly Nebuchadnezzar shows up. It seems
like. Well, but, I mean, the Kiddush over here is that even though he's Chayav Mitzvahs,
right.
But he's only Chayav like an Isha, so he would end up having a man who has a Lacha like an Isha that he can't get an Aliyah. You can't give Rav the Aliyahs to such men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how common it was, but it's Evakani is not with Manazet. Evadivri is not, but Evakani is not with Manazet. Chayev. I think I told you once the Mice with the Mercer with the Shivka Kazanis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So, Evakani is probably less common, but the. Okay. Siftal Noigim, Likrish Shiva, Beligmarim, Hema Parsha. Our minig is to complete the parsha with seven of Armer Kaddish, Mukharzi Bakara Imam after Mashakara Hashvi, and then the Mafta will read part of what the Shvi read before. As opposed to that the Mafta is one of the seven. And the Ramah says this Yantav as well. We don't count the Mafta as one of the five. Fine. So that's on Shabbos or Yom Tov where you can be Moisif. So the Mafter is a Hoysofa. There's really six Kriyim. But that's on Shabbos, which you're allowed to be Moisif. So you have eight Kriyim. And Yom Tov, which Mikra, then you're allowed to be Moisif. You have six Kriyim. But on a weekday, where you're not allowed to be Moisif, so you have to count the Mafter as one of the three. So in the case where in Tainus, where we have Haftara, the third person has to be the Mafter. Yeah. So when we have two or three Sifri Torah, so the Mafter is the last Kriya. So this din of, we said that a katan can get maftir, this works not only as a work for a regular haftarah, but it works for the haftarahs of Yom Tov, where you have the parshas of Musafim, you lay in the parshas of Musafim for the maftir. And similarly, you can have the katan get an aliyah by the Arba Parshiyos. So the Mishnah, we'll see in the Shabur about that. We shall see. Obviously, yesh chalk. Even though some people say that they cannot give a katan by the Arba Parshiyos. Fine. V'Arba Kaddish katan Sha'arla Hamafter. We say the Kaddish before the Mafter. That the Kaddish is before the Mafter. Okay, so our minig is to have seven Kriyim and then the Mafter. In other words, the Mafter is not one of the seven. No, I give him a Shabbat Yudkas. Mashalog Olimkish Shishi, if they ask me. Some people with part of the different things they would sell shishi as its own aliyah. I'm not sure. It sounds like they wouldn't sell all the aliyahs in this minute. They weren't selling all the aliyahs, but they were selling shishi. So there's a smach from a Zayir. Zayir is much that Shishi is the most chashuv aliyah. That's why much about the Chassidim, the Rebbe gets Shishi. He doesn't get Shlishi, he gets Shishi. As a matter of fact, it says from the Gra would get aliyah every week, he got Shishi every week. The last oila was also meant to give to sell to somebody. Welcome, Chas Shalom. Discuss about Brze. Kolosi is the Torah. Haim Kulam Kedoshim Taharim. As we see, by Imras Hashem Amoros Taharis. So, a person's upset. He didn't get Shishi or Achron. He only got Revi. So that's person should not be miskaited because of that. That's every li you get is part of the words of the Torah. Likras Shiva. Now, so what are we saying? What's the chiddush of this minig? The hinei min adin. Kaim alon the mafter erla minyan shiva. Mikra din the mafter is one of the seven. V'hayu yochel ligmar parsha the hano sidra imam mafter shua shvi. V'hakach lermer kaddish. So you would call up seven kriyim, the last one being the one who completes the sedra, he'll be the mafter, and you'll say kaddish. So that would be the ikar adin. So there's no, and then he would lay naftar. But achilotzis gam dasa armer begemara the ain mafter other than minyan shiva. There is an opinion in the gemara that the mafter cannot be part of the seven. Therefore, who likra shiva kruyim kadam shemaskal mafter. So we want to have seven kruyim according to him without the mafter, and then we differentiate between the kriya of the mafter and everybody else by showing that it's by saying kaddish. Kel hadia lakol shemafter enam minyan oilim. In order to publicize that the mafter is not one of the seven. Tikul gam ken shadok lachil hafsik by kaddish. Ben kriya sol the kriya shara oilim. Okay, umeila mukrach ligmar hasidra mitkila kadesh lo yafsik by kaddish bem sakriya. So it comes out theoretically, so we added this kaddish, we could have had seven oilim, not finished the parsha. So you're yotze your inyan of having seven kruyim without the mafter, and then the mafter would have been part of the whole parsha, would have laid part of the parsha and completed the parsha. But now that you're putting the kaddish in the middle to show that you can't put the kaddish in the middle of the kriya of the parsha, therefore you have to be gomer the parsha without them after. Okay, achalach so imam after al kapon give him psukim and mashe kara shvi yoach. Okay. Fine. So that's our meaning is to do that. And the same thing would be true on Yom Tov as well. That you, the seven or the five, you finish what you're laying without them after. Really, Grim Hema Parsha. But who did the Yochel Hoisav Oyel Shiva? You could add Hoisavus. We're not saying the Dafka the seven and not more. We're saying that the Maft is not one of the one who wants to regard the Parsha, whatever number that is. As a parsha, the point we're saying here is if we don't finish the kriya with the mafter and then say the kaddish afterwards, and then he says the aftara, but we do that separately. Yomer kaddish kadam kriya some mafter ve'elamuchah ligmar kol par sidra mitchila kadam miras kaddish kochik sal v'sif katan yutes. So that's what we do. Okay, noigim v'yomtiv. That we do not count the mafter as one of the kriyim, so it comes out. After we did a mutal hamatal yos min minyan chamisha, we could have had the mafter being one of the five. Because according to one opinion, you can't do that, so the mafter is not one of the minyan. So you say the kaddish separately, and then we have the mafter read something else. If you hold that the mafter is other min a minyan, and you're told you cannot be moisif, so you couldn't do what we're doing, because it's ending up with six aliyahs. And the mafter is one of the five aliyahs. He's supposed to be one of the five. You can't be moisif. Say no, we hold mikra, then you're allowed to be moisif, so you'll have six aliyahs. So that which you have is six aliyahs, is not a problem.
I don't understand why in Yom Kippur isn't there for the mafter though, because the whole Kriya, including the mafter, is all part of the Chovas Hayom. He's laying this nechum new. If the Kaddish comes after the Kriya, then why
the Kaddish, the right, the Kaddish, the problem is not to say Kaddish Bamsa of the Parsha. It's not a problem to say Kaddish between Swar and Mikra Din. The reason why we say the Kaddish there is just to show that Betzim, you should say the Kaddish after everything. Betzim, you say the Kaddish after everything. That would be the appropriate time to say. After you finish all of that, so you finished this part of the Seder HaTfilah. So at every juncture of the Seder HaTfilah, we say a Kaddish. So a Chatzi Kaddish. So right now, a part of our Seder HaTfilah was the Tulein. We finished that process, so we say the Kaddish. The Kaddish should be said after everything. The only reason why we move it back is Badafka to be Medea, that the Mafter is not part of the seven, or part of the five. But then there's in the emsa of the Kriya of a Parsha, it's not appropriate to say the Kaddish. But between different series, Swarm would not be a problem theoretically.
Why don't we wait until Tafar?
Okay, let's.